In 1968, a Story County judge ordered his brothel closed, and he wanted $1,000 per month for the next 5 months. Joe paid the $1,000, but he stayed open. And he noticed the police would come by, and they didn't do anything. And he thinks, all they want is the money. And he just decides right there and then, I'll just give him $1,000 a month, which is like nothing, and I can just keep going the way I am.
And for 2 years, Conforti has a gentleman's agreement. Pay the fine, and the law will look the other way. Until the authorities get worried about heat from the feds.
Country's getting smaller, technology's getting better. There might be somebody in the position of federal authority that might come down upon them for taking money from this very popular brothel owner and doing nothing about the business. So they come up with the idea that they have to legalize it. If they make it legal, they can collect taxes on it. The tax is probably much beyond $1,000 a month. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars over years. So that's what they decide to do. On December 25th, Christmas Day, Joe's brothel's become legal. Sort of a Christmas present. It's not legal in every county. It's only legal in counties under a population of about 100,000.
This leads to the option for legalized prostitution in 11 counties in Nevada. And while Las Vegas is too big to have state-sanctioned prostitution, it's perfectly legal in Joe's county. Joe is now legally in business.
He became sort of this weird national hero. It is kind of funny that this guy from a small town in Italy was able to do what he did. He's very smart. He's very lucky. He had the three B's, he called them. Brains, balls, and breaks. I can't even think of a lot of people today who would have the audacity to try to attempt something like this. It just wouldn't happen.
The world's oldest profession may also be its most enduring. With global impact, constant demand, and unlimited supply, chances are the sex trade is never going out of business. And history will continue to be changed by sex for sale.